الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Respected elders and dear brothers, Al-Imam Ibn Rajab Al-Hanbali rahimahullah, in his famous kitab Lata'if Al-Ma'arif, he describes the condition and the state of the believer at the end of the month of Ramadan. There are mixed emotions. There is happiness, and alhamdulillah, there is so much to be happy about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us good health to observe the month of Ramadan. There were those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had tested with an illness or with a setback, with something that prevented them to maximize the benefits of the month of Ramadan. So we are happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to observe the month of Ramadan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us to this point. And then there is sadness as well within the heart. Ibn Rajab rahimahullah writes, كَيْفَ لَا تَجْرِي لِلْمُؤْمِنِ عَلَى فِرَاقِ رَمَضَانِ دُمُوعِ. How can the believer not shed tears at the departure of the month of Ramadan? وَهُوَ لَا يَدْرِي هَلْ بَقِيَ لَهُ مِنْ عُمْرِهِ إِلَيْهِ رُجُوعِ. When he does not know if he will live to the next Ramadan. There are people seated here in this congregation. May Allah grant us all afiyah and long life. But there are people seated here in this congregation who will not see another Ramadan. This is the last Ramadan of their lives. There were people with us in this congregation who observed the Ramadan of 1445. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a different plan for them for Ramadan 1446. May Allah grant them maghfirah, elevate their ranks. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them Jannatul Firdaus. There is the feeling of guilt very often at the month or at the end of the month of Ramadan. I should have done more. I shouldn't have wasted my time. These are regrets that we are all familiar with. However, we still have precious hours. We still have precious time remaining. And let us make the most of them. Elsewhere, Ibn Rajab rahimahullah writes, إِنَّ الْخَيْلَ إِذَا شَارَفَتْ نِهَايَةَ الْمِضْمَارُ. When the racehorse, he says, observe the racehorse that is on the track racing other horses. He says, when it is nearing the end of the track, when the finish line is in sight, what does the racehorse do? He says, بَذَلَتْ قُصَارَ جُهْدِهَا لِتَفُوزَ بِالسِّبَاقِ. It exerts all its efforts. The racehorse, when it sees the finish line, it exerts all its efforts. Why? To win the race. فَلَا تَكُنْ الْخَيْلِ أَفْطَنَ مِنْكَ. Do not allow the racehorse to be cleverer than you. You are smarter than the racehorse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you intelligence. Allah has given you intellect. Now that you have seen the finish line and you are approaching towards the finish line and the finish line is in sight, he says, exert yourself even more. Don't feel that the month of Ramadan is about to end and I can now become complacent. The 27th night of Ramadan has passed. In many masajid, khatam of Quran has taken place already. So I can relax, I can take it easy. He says, be cleverer than that racehorse. It exerts itself, it pushes itself to its limit in order to cross the finish line strong and to cross the finish line in such a way that he deserves an award and a prize on the night preceding the day of Eid. And that's why the night preceding the day of Eid is called Laylatul Ja'izah, the night of awards, the night of prize giving. Who is the one who acquires a prize and who is given an award on that night? the one who exerted himself right until the end. He becomes deserving of the prize and he becomes deserving of that award. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from them. He writes at the end why you should exert yourself. Towards the end of the month of Ramadan, فَإِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. Indeed, deeds are judged by their conclusions. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that a deed in the court of Allah is not judged by the beginning. Perhaps there was lethargy, laziness in the beginning of the month of Ramadan. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that deeds are judged according to the conclusion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will observe and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at the end of the month of Ramadan, how did this person end that month? So he writes, if you didn't do well with welcoming Ramadan, you could have done better. There's a regret that I could have done better in welcoming Ramadan. He says, if you didn't do well with welcoming Ramadan, then perhaps you will do better bidding it farewell. Now that you are bidding it farewell, let go of that regret. It happened. It's a regret, but don't allow that regret to dampen your spirits and don't allow that regret to keep you back from exerting yourself now towards the end. Elsewhere, Ibn Rajab rahimahullah, he writes, إِنَّ شَهْرَ رَمَضَانَ قَدْ عَزَمَ عَلَى الرَّحِيلِ وَلَمْ يَبْقَ مِنْهُ إِلَّا الْقَلِيلِ. O servants of Allah, Ramadan is ending and very little of it remains. فَمِنْكُمْ أَحْسَنَ فِيهِ فَعَلَيْهِ التَّمَامِ. So he says, whoever from you spent it well should finish it in the same way. If I started strong, let me finish it strong. If I started it well, then let me finish it in the same way. وَمَنْ فَرَّتَ فَلْيَخْتِمُهُ بِالْحُسْنَى وَالْعَمَلْ بِالْخِتَامِ. Whoever is falling behind should finish it in the best possible way. Why? He says, because actions are judged on their conclusions. فَاسْتَخْرُ مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ اللَّيَالِ الْيَسِيرَ وَالْأَيَّامِ. He says, make most value. Whatever remains, every moment is precious. Today is the last Jumu'ah of the day of the month of Ramadan. And it precedes the 27th night of the month of Ramadan. He says these are very, very precious moments. The most precious moments of the month of Ramadan are these moments that are found at the end of the month of Ramadan before it departs and before it begins its journey back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That guest that has arrived, you want the guest to leave impressed. So that when it goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has nothing but good to say about the host. So as we come to the end of this great month, let us end it keeping the following pointers in mind. How do we bid farewell to the month of Ramadan? Number one, the fear of your actions not being accepted. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us the tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the hidayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity and made the environment conducive for us to carry out many good deeds. But a believer is one who is never satisfied with performing the good deed. He is very much concerned about the acceptance of the good deed. How often a good deed is performed, but it is not accepted in the court of Allah. So the first thing that we should keep in mind, and one of the feelings that we should experience during the end of the month of Ramadan, is this fear. The good deeds that I have performed, will it be accepted before Allah? The righteous predecessors, they would strive and they would do their best to perfect their good deeds, and then they would worry about whether their deeds would be accepted or not. That is why it is said about the pious, those who exerted themselves throughout the month of Ramadan, from the beginning to the end of the month of Ramadan, and they did their best and they served Allah with excellence in the month of Ramadan. After the month of Ramadan, they would spend six months making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept. That is the level of concern they had for the acceptance of their good deeds. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, be concerned with Allah's acceptance of a good deed than with doing the good deed itself. Alhamdulillah, you did the good deed. Last night, you spent the night in ibadah, may Allah accept. You made dua every day at the time of iftar, may Allah answer all those duas. You fasted, you left food and you left drink and you sacrificed that which is beloved to you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have performed the good deed. Ali radiallahu ta'ala who says, now there should be a greater concern. And that is the acceptance of the good deed. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah only accepts from the muttaqeen. Allah only accepts from the muttaqeen. Only look at the deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the quality of the deed, the sincerity with which it was performed. Allah looks at the taqwa that resides within the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the humility with which it was performed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the state of the heart and the level of Allah consciousness that rests and lies within it. Is there an intention to continue with a good deed, or has one performed it and one is satisfied that I have done enough and there's no need for me to continue with it? إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Those who are perpetually in a state of taqwa, Allah consciousness. When the verse of the Quran was revealed, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people who do good deeds, or they are people who perform deeds. They perform deeds, but their hearts are filled with fear. قُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she heard this verse, there are people who perform deeds and who do actions, but their hearts are filled with fear. So she said, O Nabi of Allah, is this referring to the one who commits zina, the one who commits adultery? He committed a deed and now his heart is filled with fear. Is it referring to the one who steals? He committed a crime and now the heart is filled with fear. Is it referring to the one who consumes alcohol? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no, O daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Rather, it is the one who fasts, the one who gives charity, the one who performs salah, whilst he fears that it will not be accepted from him. There must always be that fear. After we perform a good deed, never feel satisfied and confident that the good deed is accepted from me. There must always be fear within the heart, concern within the heart for acceptance. So that's the first point. As we end the month of Ramadan, think about whatever good deeds Allah has given you the ability to perform. And there should be fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it. Because we can never ever worship Allah as He ought to be worshipped. We can never thank Him as He ought to be thanked. We can never praise Him as He ought to be praised. The ability to do good is a favor from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the munafiqeen, a group of munafiqeen, when they came before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they professed, what did they say? قَالُوا آمَنَّا. We have brought iman. قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. Don't claim that you have brought iman, complete iman. You say it as if you have done Allah a favor. Don't express favor before Allah. Allah is the one who expresses favor that He has given you the gift of Iman and Islam. So the opportunity to fast, the opportunity to offer Taraweeh Salah, the opportunity to offer Qiyamul Layl, the opportunity to observe I'tikaf, the opportunity to make Khatam of the Quran, the opportunity to give Sadaqah and charity, the opportunity to perform Umrah, these are bounties from Allah. And that is why when you are done with the bounty, there's fear. Did I appreciate the bounty as it ought to be appreciated? Allah gave me the opportunity of qiyam, siyam, tilawah of the Quran. That was an opportunity wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented a gift to me. Did I safeguard it? Did I appreciate it? Did I look after it? That is the fear that the believer has within the heart after performing a good deed. Number two, ask Allah to accept your good deeds. Now towards the end of the month of Ramadan, one dua that you should make all the time is dua for acceptance. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Wuhayb bin Ward rahimahullah, he recited this verse. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ. Subhanallah, what a great task Ibrahim alayhi salam carried out. For the sake of Allah, Allah instructed him to reconstruct the Kaaba. What a great task. After constructing the Kaaba, as per the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he stood next to the Kaaba with his son Ismail. Allah says they made a dua. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Such a great task. Allahu Akbar. The two of them carried out one of the greatest acts of ibadah, the construction of the Kaaba. But after that, they made dua. Oh Allah, تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. You accept it from us. Make this dua throughout the day, tomorrow, whenever you have the opportunity. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ. تَقَبَّلْ, this denotes that it is something small that I have done and it is not worth acceptance, but please accept it. That's what تَقَبَّلْ means. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ. Oh Allah, I did very, very, very little. Whatever I had done, it's very little. There are others who have done much more than me. And oh Allah, I did it with in that state do I present it before you. And now accept it from me. So, Wuhayb bin Ward, rahimahullah, after reciting this ayah, he said, the friend of Allah, Ibrahim Khalilullah, you are raising the foundations of the Kaaba, and you were scared that it would not be accepted from you. He's raising the walls of the Kaaba, but there is that element of fear. So, when you experience that fear and concern over acceptance, that gives rise to the dua that you will make for acceptance. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Number three, thank Allah and seek forgiveness. During the last few days and moments of the month of Ramadan, spend time thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving you the ability to do what you have done, for giving you the tawfiq to do whatever you had done. When you thank Allah, you are attributing the ability to do something to Allah. You are attributing it to Allah. And it safeguards you and protects you against ujb. There is an inward malady, a spiritual disease which is called ujb. What is ujb? Self-admiration. Self-admiration. It's a type of pride that stems from righteousness and piety. That pride which stems from righteousness and piety, that pride is far, far, far more worse than any other pride. It is even more worse than the pride that stems from the material things and the worldly possessions. It is very dangerous. Ujb. You look down on someone because of the good that you have done, or you feel a sense of superiority over another. So to avoid this feeling of ujb, give thanks to Allah. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing you to do what it is that you have done, and seek His forgiveness. Make a lot of istighfar during the closing moments of the month of Ramadan. A lot of istighfar. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the tawfiq to worship Him. And at the same time, we should seek His forgiveness for all our deficiencies in the month of Ramadan. Ibn Rajab rahimahullah, he says, al-istighfar khitamul a'mal as-saliha kulliha. فيختم به الصلاة والحج وقيام الليل ويختم به المجالس. He says استغفار is the seal of all righteous acts. The seal. How do you end a righteous act? You end it with istighfar. Every righteous act. Subhanallah. You complete it and you end it with istighfar. He says whether it is salah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after salah, immediately what would he say? Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. He was engaged in an ibadah. He was not engaged in a sin. He was engaged in an ibadah, but he's seeking the forgiveness of Allah. After you offer and perform hajj, ثُمَّ أَفِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْفُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسُ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. Allah says, when you depart from Arafah, what should you do? Now immerse yourself in istighfar. You've performed Arafah, such a noble act. After offering tahajjud, Allah speaks about Ibadur Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of His special servants who sacrifice their sleep in the latter part of the night and offer tahajjud. How do they end their session of tahajjud with Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. At the time of suhoor, the last part of the night, they were not clubbing the whole night. They were not drugging the whole night. They were not drinking the whole night. They were in ibadah before Allah. Yet, at the end, what do? وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. They are seeking forgiveness, making istighfar. So every good deed, you end it with istighfar. Two reasons. One is, we spoke about attributing it to yourself. When you make istighfar, you eliminate that feeling of ujb, that feeling of self-attribution. You eliminate that feeling, astaghfirullah, I had nothing to do with it. And number two, because of the deficiencies that are found in the ibadah. Those deficiencies are removed and those deficiencies are mended through istighfar. So we should end the month of Ramadan with a lot of istighfar. So he says, فَكَذَاغِ أَن تُخْتَمْ صِيَامُ رَمَضَانَ بِالْاِسْتِغْفَارِ. Likewise, it is necessary that when bidding farewell to the month of Ramadan, when you are done with the fasting of the month of Ramadan, then end it with istighfar. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, he wrote to the various provinces under his rule. He was a very righteous khalifa, leader, Amirul Mu'mineen. This was so important to him, to learn with istighfar, that he wrote an official letter, an announcement to all the governors of the different provinces, commanding them to conclude the month of Ramadan with istighfar. Tell the people, tell the community, tell the masses that as the month of Ramadan draws to an end, the main dhikr that they must be engaged in is istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Throughout the day, throughout the night, this should be the main dhikr that you make. The dhikr of istighfar, and tell them to give a lot of sadaqah towards the end of Ramadan and sadaqatul fitr. Let us not forget to pay our fitrah, sadaqatul fitr. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had obligated upon us the payment of fitrah. You will pay the fitrah on behalf of your minor children as well. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the fast remains suspended between the heavens and the earth until the fitrah is paid. So number one, we spoke about a feeling of fear, acceptance of good deeds. That should be the feeling prevalent within the heart. That should be followed by dua for acceptance. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. This is the best dua that you can make. Number three, you will give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make excessive istighfar as you bid farewell to the month of Ramadan, and you will give as much charity as possible. Beyond the month of Ramadan, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to observe the fast of the month of Shawwal. Why do we observe the month of Shawwal? So that you take something with you from Ramadan. That's the lesson. As the month of Ramadan comes to an end, understand that there are certain aspects or certain deeds or certain habits that you must carry with you. Don't let Ramadan leave and you have not secured anything from the month that you can carry with you in the following months. And that's the lesson that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us. Man sama Ramadan, thumma atba'ahu sittan min Shawwal, kana ka siyami dahr. If you have observed the fast of the month of Ramadan, and then you follow that up with six fasts during the month of Shawwal, Allah gives you the reward of fasting the entire year. You take something from Ramadan. Don't let Ramadan depart. It has so much to offer. It has so much to offer. Ensure that there are certain a'mal, certain good deeds that you have secured that will remain with you in the coming months. Ask Allah for istiqamah. As we end the month of Ramadan, another dua, ask Allah for consistency and steadfastness. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the Sahaba. Consistency, istiqamah, and steadfastness is to worship Allah and to remain devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regardless of the circumstance, regardless of the condition, regardless of the location, regardless of the time of the year. Whether it is Ramadan or outside of Ramadan, I will remain devoted to Allah and devoted to the worship of Allah. Regardless of the circumstance, favorable or unfavorable, I will remain immersed and devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He came across the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala an majma'in and they were digging the trench. Anas radiallahu ta'ala says they were facing unprecedented difficulties. They were extremely hungry, extremely hungry. Hunger reached such unprecedented levels that even the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stones fastened to his belly to suppress the pang of hunger. May Allah feed the hungry in the Ummah, especially the children who are being starved and the innocent in Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate their pain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide them with food and drink. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who are part of alleviating the hunger of others living in our communities and beyond. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to the Sahaba, Wallahi la yu'min, wallahi la yu'min, wallahi la yu'min. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Wallah, by Allah, that man has no iman. That man has no iman. That man has no iman. Sahaba was shocked and surprised. Such a heavy and strong statement. Who is that man? Man bata shab'an wa jaruhu bi jambihi ja'i, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. The one who goes to sleep with a full belly while those around him go to sleep with nothing to eat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, man arada Allahu bihi khayra. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for you, Allah will use you to fulfill the needs of others. If Allah wants good for you, Allah will use you to attend to the needs and fulfill the needs of others. Allah uses you to alleviate the hunger of others, the thirst of others. Allah uses you to clothe others. Understand that Allah wants goodness for you. Hunger was the order of the day in the lives of the Sahaba. This is not a month of Ramadan. But despite being hungry, they were committed to the mission that they were tasked with. نَحْنُ الَّذِينَ بَايَعُوا مُحَمَّدًا عَلَى الْجِهَادِ مَا بَقِينَا أَبَدًا. We will remain committed, struggling. Whether Ramadan or not Ramadan, we will struggle. Hungry or not hungry, we will struggle. Hunger was the order of the day in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to visit him and he said, Ya Rasulullah, why are you performing your salah while seated? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-ju', I'm starving. I'm hungry, I'm starving. I have nothing to eat, O Abu Huraira. Abu Huraira began to cry. The Nabi of Allah, the paragon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, is so hungry that he cannot stand and offer his salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, don't cry, O Abu Huraira. Allah has promised me if I taste hunger in this dunya, I will never taste hunger in akhirah. Hunger was the order of the day. That was the price that they paid. That is not demanded of us. Beyond the month of Ramadan, that is not demanded of us. What is demanded of us? To remain dutiful to Allah. Not to be a Ramadani. You have a Ramadani. A Ramadani is the one who knows Allah, who knows the masjid, who knows the Quran in the month of Ramadan. He's a Ramadani. We are Muslim. Muslim is one who surrenders to the command of Allah, regardless of whether it is Ramadan or outside of the month of Ramadan. The masjid is still open in the month of Ramadan. We have developed an attachment with that masjid. Sometimes it is heartbreaking. The day after the month of Ramadan, or a few days after the month of Ramadan, when the imam turns around and he notices from 10 safs we are sitting with 3 sufuf. And you ask the question, but didn't people enjoy that? When they came so early for Fajr, and when they were here for Isha, and they even stayed for Salatul Taraweeh, and they were here consistently, was that not something that they found enjoyment in, pleasure in? Istiqamah. Regardless of the condition, regardless of the time, show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you appreciate the opportunity that Allah has given to you. Because when we do not appreciate opportunities, then those opportunities are taken away from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to spend these last few moments and hours of the month of Ramadan in a way that pleases Allah. And that this month of Ramadan departs pleased and happy and impressed with our performance during its stay. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.